Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for The Howie Carr Show.
We will bring the rioters to justice. Their accomplices in this house will be held responsible. But today, we must focus on the gravest threat first. President Trump.
Oh, yeah, make me the bad guy.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Because Congressman Brian Mast, a Republican from Florida, who lost his legs, by the way, fighting for democracy abroad. Although, I don't know about his commitment to it here in the United States.
Wait a minute. My commitment to democracy, to my country, is unwavering. I love this place so much. It literally breaks my heart to see the divide that exists in it. I love our democracy. For all of our problems, there is no government that I would rather be a part of.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. Yesterday we got a message from a texter, and he said that there was a restaurant down in Halifax, the Lionville Tavern, that it had a sign posted out in front of it, actually two signs, and the sign said, very professionally done, Charlie Baker, take 25% of your pay, meaning the restaurant's are shut down, you can only have 25% of capacity inside, and where would you want to eat other than inside when it's January in New England? And I thought it was just a marvelous sentiment, and I wanted to talk to the owner of the restaurant and see what was going on here. And so the owner of the restaurant is a woman named Deborah Trotta. And she owns the Lionville Tavern in Halifax. And across the street, she has another restaurant. It's called Grill 58. And she's on the line with us now to talk about this. And you can see it on our website, the picture, Charlie Baker, take 25% of your pay. And I think it'll be running in the Boston Herald. The picture will be running tomorrow of it. And I wrote a column. I talked to Deborah Trotter earlier today. Deborah Trotta, owner of the Lionville Tavern, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thank you, Howie. It's good to be here.
So tell us why you posted these signs outside your restaurant.
Well, I felt it was just time. You know, we're going into month number 10, and we don't seem to be in any better place than we were 10 months ago. You know, we're at 75% decrease in occupancy, and I've got 60 people to think about, and that's my main concern more than anything.
Your employees.
My employees, sure they are. You know, some of my employees I've been with for 23 years, and I'm slowly watching things that have just flip-flopped. We went from a great economy where people were out eating, the girls were making money, my staff was, you know, building new homes, buying cars, you know, taking vacations, and now I'm gone from four girls to three girls to two girls, and those two girls that aren't there, you know, say tonight, are home, sitting, not making any money, and yet they still have to pay their bills. And, you know, these people are like family to me. The same with my customers. You know, I've got a great clientele of people, and, you know, we're very lucky. But, you know, when you hear the statistics that one in every six restaurant is closing in the U.S., you know, in the nation, and one in every five in Massachusetts, it's unacceptable.
And let's play the sound cut. many of us got text messages today from the government telling us that the shutdown will continue. It's kind of like the beatings will continue until morale improves. And those of us who didn't get text messages on the landlines, they sent out this message. We'll just play a little bit of it.
This is an important message for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. The state's temporary capacity limits for businesses and public gatherings have been extended, and they will remain in effect until January 24, unless further extended.
So there you have it. Deb, did you get that message?
About a half an hour ago.
What was your thought when you got that message?
I guess I wasn't really surprised. I did, you know, spend time and, you know, I do spend time and listen to the governor, you know, when he's on to see, you know, what's going on. But it's, I guess what I'm feeling is that the restaurant industry and hospitality industry is in general taking a beating. And we don't have the ability to do anything. You know, if they're telling you it's 25%, it's 25%, or you don't have your business. And I'm not just I'm speaking for myself, but I know that I speak for a lot of restaurants. I have a lot of friends that have had businesses for, you know, 20 years, and they're not doing well. So, you know, you try to rationalize the whole thing. You know, I have an 88-year-old mother. I have children. I have grandchildren. I don't want to see anybody get sick with this, but it just doesn't seem that we're in a better place. And how long can this prolong before, you know, I know that other companies, bigger companies, you know, they've made great money, but, you know, your local hardware store or your local restaurant or hair salon or fingernail salon, you know, they're suffering, and it, you know, maybe they should shut down some of the bigger places and let the small people have a go at it for a while. But
let me play a cut.
I followed up.
So today, Governor Baker was at on Hanover Street in the North End, you know, where there are a lot of restaurants, and he was talking about how great it was last summer. Cut 20.
I think this summer should look a lot different than last summer, although. And I should probably let other people answer this question. I thought the North End, in particular, with all the outdoor seating, we all thought that was pretty great.
But it's January, Deb Trotter. Is it pretty great to have outdoor seating in January?
Well, no, we weren't allowed. You know, as you know, they let us have it to the 1st of December. But, you know, I spent somewhere in the vicinity of $12,000-$13,000 putting up a tent, putting up barriers, have an electrician come in to put fans in, electricity outside, you know, so that you could be comfortable. And then the first week we're open, Halifax, which is it's a whole different story from Boston, that we get a case of Triple E. Now I've got Channel 4 down there asking me, am I going to close? I told them I'll close when the Board of Health tells me I have to close. But I went through all of that. Had we had a bad summer, it would have been nothing for me. You know, I feel just as bad for the people in Boston. You know, they have tiny little restaurants, huge, enormous rent. And so they're in a whole different situation than I am. But
I'm getting texts now, Deborah. Please tell Deborah and my wife and I come in every Sunday night for the prime rib, and we'll continue to do so as long as we can. Here's another one, 508. I live near that restaurant. Do they do takeout? If so, I'll come by tomorrow on my lunch break. Are you open for lunch?
We're supposed to be 11 to 11, but that was another thing. They closed us. They're closing us down a half hour early. What does that have to do with anything? The majority of the people are in at 5 or 6 o'clock at night. By 9 o'clock, it's quiet. You know, is it going to be that detrimental to the restaurant to have somebody in there after 8 o'clock to sit there and maybe relax and be out of the crowd to that's afraid of COVID and wants to come in and sit down?
You so know, you do, just, you do takeout then, right?
Oh yeah. No, we do dine in, takeout, curbside.
So how are people reacting to this sign? I mean, I saw it yesterday, and I was happy to see it, that somebody was calling out Charlie Baker. He hasn't missed a single payday. He makes $185,000 a year, plus he gets a $65,000 housing allowance. So if he was taking 25% of the two of those together, a quarter of a million, he'd be making $62,500. I'd still say he was pretty overpaid at $62,500. What are your customers saying? What are your customers saying about this?
Most of our customers seem pleased. You know, I haven't had any negative reactions about it. I think most people are probably where we are. I mean, just as a citizen, we're tired of it. You know, we get it, we understand it. But when I walk into my local supermarket and I stood there literally for a half hour and just watched people touch fruits and vegetables one after the other. How can you consciously say we can't sit people in a restaurant that has dividers and we're wearing masks until our dinner comes, but you can let everybody handle the fruits and vegetables without any consequences? Doesn't make any sense to me. But, you know, as far as, you know, what everybody makes in the government, I know they got a 6.5% raise.
Yeah, the governor and the lieutenant governor and a couple of the other constitutional officers turned it down, but the legislators, they all took it. They basically had the year off, Deb, and they got paid, and now they're getting a 6% pay raise. The lowest paid state senator on Beacon Hill gets $103,000 a year. That's more than your help gets, I dare say.
Well, my wait staff makes $5.55 an hour when you only have 25% people in there, and now you've got two girls that have to take the night off because there's not enough customers, and you have a girl that once was making three times walking out with $40 or $60 for the night. How do they pay their bills? You know, I'm at the age where I could probably retire and be comfortable, but that's not why I'm in this business. I'm in this business because I care about the people that work for me. They're family to me. I want to see everybody succeed, and that's why I stay in doing what I'm doing. I have customers that come in. They're the nicest people, and they support us day after day through all of this. And, you know, I don't want to give that up. I like this, but it's really hard to make ends meet when this is what's going on.
What would you tell, last question, what would you tell Charlie Baker if he's listening right now?
Well, if fair is going to be fair, it's going to be fair for everybody. You know, if you're going to cut 25% of everybody, then it should go for everybody. There shouldn't be you know, picking your demographic. You shouldn't be just the business, the hair salons, the nail salons. You know, we understand that it's close contact, but so is. If I'm standing in your local big box store and we're waiting our 6 feet in line, and you step into the breath of the next person, it's just, you know, you're not going to get away from it. You know, we're all wearing masks. We're all trying to do our thing. We're all trying to sanitize. You know, we're trying to do the best that we can. But you've got people nowadays that, you know, they're depressed. People are suicidal. They're drinking, they're drug use. It's, you know, people are used to that groundhog effect where you get up in the morning and you have your day and you look forward to that day, and people are just, they're stuck, and it's almost like there's no way out. And there are those people that are fortunate that can work from home. You know,
Deb, I gotta hold you right there, but Deb Trotter at the Lionville Tavern in Halifax, if you can get down there and patronize her and see the sign, Charlie Baker, take 25% of your pay. You can see it on our website, HowieCarsShow.com. HowieCarsShow.com. Click on store. You can probably see it in the Herald tomorrow, a picture of it. Thank you very much, Deb Trotter, and good luck. I hope you can get the attention of the State House. With Joe Biden as our next president, your home heating bills are about to start skyrocketing. But Eden Pure has a heater that will save you up to 50% on your heating bills. The Eden Pure Gen 30 Classic Infrared Heater uses state-of-the-art infrared heat to keep you warm to the core. It's even been proven to keep you warmer than your furnace and save you money on your heating bills every month. The Gen 30 heater doesn't dry out the air in the room. You can see it behind me on social media. My guy, McKay, is holding it up. Look at how beautiful it is. If you have pets or young kids around, you also don't need to worry about the heater tipping over and catching fire. The Gen 30 heater has an automatic safety tip-over shut-off feature. With real wood surrounding the heater, it will look beautiful in your room, too. So don't be caught with huge heating bills. Eden Pure is extending their New Year's sale. So go to EdenPure.com and put in code HOWIEDEAL. You'll receive an extra $25 off their lowest sales price and free shipping with code word HOWIEDEAL. This is a great deal, so order now at EdenPure.com. Eden Pure, never be cold again. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane? I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
How'd you like to keep an extra $961 a year in your pocket? That's how much Gabby customers save per year on average on car and home insurance. See how much Gabby can save you at Gabby.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you ever vote for any of the 10 Republican U.S. representatives who voted to impeach Trump yesterday?
No.
98% say no.
Okay. We want to play some cuts from Rachel Rollins, the DA of Suffolk County. She was on with us last Friday night. And before she was on with us, she had a run-in with a Channel 25 crew. And she started yelling at the producer and trying to get her to leave her Roxbury home. And so here she is threatening to have the Channel 25 crew arrested. Cut 14.
Get them out of here. This is the Boston police. I will have you arrested. I swear to God.
Okay.
My children are going to be hurt.
And she tweeted out later that a white man in a mask came to her house, and he took something dark and large out of the trunk of the car. That was the cameraman. And of course he was wearing a mask. Everybody has to wear a mask now. Cut 15. This is Rollins to the Channel 25 producer.
Please make sure that you're in front of my house with my children inside. And you're going to put this on
here. Oh,
this
is your house.
Yeah,
sorry.
So as a black woman, in this moment, in this country, you're going to put my house on the screen?
She invited a Netflix crew in for a documentary, the Trail 4 documentary. And Commissioner Gross came in. And they were talking. He said, "You need an alarm system here, Rachel." And she showed the kids when Netflix was on. So I mean, it's not like it's a secret that where she lives. This is cut 16.
Listen, who do you think you are? This is private property.
Okay,
get out of here.
Get out.
And you know what I'll do? I'll call the police on you and make an allegation.
Okay.
And we'll see how that works with you.
Again, her home has been on Netflix, and this is the question she asks after her home is on Netflix. Cut 17.
Can we speak to you for 1 second, Ms. Rollins?
You're in front of my house with my children?
We literally just pulled up here.
Yeah, but how do you know where I live?
Oh, it's public record, ma'am.
Right, okay. That's unbelievable.
We're not stalking you at all.
My kids are inside.
I could give you like four different addresses she's lived at in the past 5 years by looking at the LCPF website.
Here she is talking about the person who accused her, and she calls her a white woman. She said she didn't know when she was on with us later on. She said she didn't know the race of the woman. But when she's talking and yelling at the Channel 25 producer, she says, listen to her description.
So the rantings of a white woman get you here and scare my children?
No.
Get off of our private property.
We're here.
And I swear to God, I'm dead serious. I will find your name.
And now the Attorney General, Mara Healey, has announced that, or her office has announced that she's going to be having conducting an investigation into this entire incident, mainly the incident at South Bay Mall in Dorchester. And I take that with a grain of salt. But Mara's going to have a lot more time on her hands when Trump leaves office. So she'll have to find something else. That probably takes up 35 of the 40 hours that she works every week just suing Donald Trump on various things. So maybe she will look into it. We'll be right back with the best tipper in Boston. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. So there's a story in the Herald. Surprise tipper leaves $2,021 at six different bars in Boston. Six different bars. And one of the guy who's a friend of this show, Doug Bacon, he's the president of Red Paint Hospitality Group. He says that he was happy because one of his guys got a tip. A guy named Connor Gallivan, and he's at the at the Corner Tavern, which is on Marlborough Street, and he got the $2,021 as a tip. That was one of six. And I love the quote from Connor Gallivan, the bartender at the Corner Tavern. It was just a random Wednesday night in a year like this. Let me translate that for you. It means it sucked in here. It was empty in here. It was horrible. I wasn't making any money. I wasn't having any fun. And this tip was stunning. It's an absolute blessing. Doug Bacon said, it's worse than anyone can imagine. People in the industry are just getting by, but this brings hope. There are good things coming on this horizon. And now if you haven't read the Herald story on the website, we can identify the mystery tipper. Ernie Bach Jr., come on down. Ernie, that was a nice gesture. That was a really nice gesture of yours.
Well, you know, in these hard times, pre-COVID, I used to go out to dinner a lot, and these people work extremely hard. The people at the restaurants, it's incredible what they do. And I've heard like horror stories. I know some people that own restaurants, and people come in with $200 or $300 bill, and they tip $5, $10. I mean, you know, you can only give what you can, but you shouldn't do that.
No. So where did you drop it off? We know about the one place, the Corner Tavern on Marlborough Street. Where else did you drop off the big tips?
Well, I tell you, this is what I did, Howie. I had the idea to go support the restaurants. And, you know, I'm an old guy. I don't hang out in bars these days, you know, many
bars.
Yeah,
sure.
I didn't want to go to the bars that I hung out with because I wanted to go to a little bit, you know, I don't know.
Classier place? Is that the word? Classier?
Well, so I grabbed Greg Hill. You know Greg Hill, right?
Yes.
So I grabbed Greg and I said, Greg, you know the area, you know all these bars. I said, and I described the type of place you want, and we went to six different bars. We ordered something under $20, and I left the tip, and we ran out of the place.
What is the significance of 2021? Oh, the year. What am I thinking of?
Yeah,
2021. I got it.
It's okay. 20. Yeah, last year people were doing 2020. And this year it's 2021.
Wow! So, have you heard back? You saw the Connor Gallivan from the place on Marlborough Street. He's quoted in the Herald as how it was a blessing. Have you heard back from anybody else?
Well, actually, he called me because I did it. I did it. You know, I didn't do it. I didn't put it on social. I didn't call anybody. And then the Herald picked it up. And kind of called me out, and I admitted it.
So Greg Hill didn't mention it on his show this morning, what he'd done?
I don't think so. We didn't, our job was not to do that. Our job was there to support support the bars in Boston. That's what we were, really more in bars than we were restaurants.
Right. Well, they're the ones that, I mean, as much as the restaurants have been affected, the bars are even worse shape.
Let me tell you, we were on Lansdowne Street at Patrick Lyon's bar, and we were literally the only one there. Literally at Patrick would kill me. I can't remember the name of the bar, but there was nobody there. We were the only customer. Loretta's. We were at Loretta's, and we were the only customer. And so, and the woman that took care of us was a sweetheart. It was perfect, Howie. Perfect.
Did you stop by J.J. Foley's, my old stomping grounds in the South End?
You know, we passed it because I looked up and I go,
you,
oh my God, I haven't been there forever. We probably should have, but we were on a mission. You know what I mean? We had a certain amount of time. We had to do it.
Some of my old places are gone, you know. I like you too,
yeah.
I'm sure. F.J. Doyle's is gone. The
Inn
Square Men's Bar in Cambridge.
Inn Square Men's Bar.
Great. That was a great 1369. Place.
1369. Do you remember 1369? Kind of in
that,
the same.
That was at Brookline. That was at Brookline, right?
No, I think that was. No, I don't think that was in Brookline. But anyway,
how about Sullivan's Tap? That was another. Did you go to Sullivan's Tap?
No, I didn't go to that one.
In North Station. And I'm guessing you didn't go to Triple O's either. Oh, that's right. That's out of business now.
Yeah, since, we went to the Hill. Like, we went up to by the State House. We went to
the 21st
cool
Amendment?
Bar.
The 21st
no,
Amendment?
No, but I loved that place. I loved that place. No, it was kind of down the street and over. Every place was great, but you could just walk in and tell that there was a problem. I mean, what's happening to these restaurants and bars? It's unforgivable. Unforgivable what they're doing.
I know you don't want to talk politics, but you're kind of bringing it up. I mean, who do you blame for this unforgivable situation, Ernie Bach Jr.?
Who do I blame? I don't like to blame anybody for anything, but I think it's too much. I think it's too much to sit here and devastate these businesses. It's too much.
I know we were just talking to Deb Trotta. She owns the Lionville Tavern in Halifax. And, you know, she put out a sign outside of her place, Charlie Parker, take 25% of your pay. And she was talking about how a year ago the economy was booming and her employees were buying houses. They were taking vacations. And you know what else they were doing, Ernie? They were going up to the auto mile, and they were going to your remaining dealerships.
That's right. All
the dealerships that you sold. But they're not going there anymore, are they?
Well, yeah, you know, that the automotive industry was down millions of vehicles. Millions of vehicles. There's too many people to blame. I mean, there's just too many people. You just have to shake your head and say there had to be a better way.
Yeah, I think we can all agree on that, Ernie.
Yes. But I would like to say, Howie, I'll tell you that if you do go to a restaurant, you know, but please, you know, tip them out. You know, help them out. It's so difficult. It's so difficult.
Yeah. Again, going back to the Lionville Tavern in Halifax, I talked with her earlier in the day. She used to have seating for 70. Now she has 22, 23. The bar had 26 stools. Now they have to push those tables up, you know, like they do now. They push the tables up, and you can maybe get 16 if all four people are sitting at the tables. It's
right.
Horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah. It is horrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. And you know, hopefully it's going to get better. I don't know, but it's really just gives you, especially if you used to go out, you know, restaurants, bars, it like there's a pit in your stomach going, why did this happen?
So, Ernie, everybody is thinking they're driving around or they're listening at home or they're listening on a podcast later on and they're not live. And they're saying, how do I get Ernie Bach Jr. to come to my bar?
Well, I don't go out much, Howie. You know, usually when I go out, and it's not because of COVID. I stopped going out like 2 years before COVID. But when I do go out, I like to go out. I like to go to restaurants. I like to go to bars. I don't go out that often, but I love it.
So your theme song from the Great American Songbook is "Don't Get Around Much Anymore"?
That's true. That's exactly right.
But will you be out and about again, Mr. Santa Claus of January?
Well, I think I will. Hopefully I won't have to, but if I have to, I will.
Well, they just extended the lockdown for another 2 weeks. Didn't you get a message on your cell phone or your landline?
No, I've been a little busy today. I haven't even looked at the news.
Yeah, it keeps going on. Ernie, that was a great gesture on your part. You know, I know you got a lot of money and all that stuff, but that was a good thing you did, especially since, like you say, I mean, it's not like there's a lot of action of any kind going on in these bars anymore.
Wednesday night, it was. I had never seen it like that, ever. I've never seen it like that. I've never walked into a place that's completely open in the middle of peak time and be the only one there. Never.
Oof. It's just so unfortunate.
Yeah.
All right, Ernie. Again, congratulations. You really did a nice thing for these people, and they do appreciate it, and we appreciate what you did for them too. And you're right. If you whatever you could tip, add a little extra in because this is a tough time. It's tough for everybody, but it's really tough for the people that because they the minimum wage for a tipped employee is Deb just said it's $5.50 an hour. $5.50 an hour. That's
crazy. Absolutely crazy. Well,
all right.
We're going to be out of this soon, Howie, and you and I will go out to a bar.
That's good. Foley's now, they call it the Fay Street Patio. That's their outdoor seating. I don't think there's too much seating going on at the Fay Street Patio now, but maybe we can get together. That's that little alley. Right off of Berkeley Street.
Yep, I know it, yep.
I'll meet you at the Fay Street Patio.
You.
All right. All right, Ernie Bach Jr., thanks for being with us. And he gave six tips of $2,021 to the various bartenders and waiters at six different places in the city of Boston. Sticking to your New Year's resolution is a matter of making one right decision at a time. Sometimes I've tried to improve my health by eating more healthily. Sometimes I've tried to lose weight. I've tried to exercise more. Well, if you're looking to institute some healthy habits and improve your lifestyle this year, you need to check out Super Beats Soft Chews. I'm almost out of them yet again. I'm holding them up right now.
Oh, that's too bad. We got four bags shipped up here. We don't know what to do with them. We're swimming in Super Beats.
Well, I'll just order some for down here too, so we can have some more here. They're delicious. But that's a good New Year's resolution. Make yourself healthier by having these two delicious Super Beats a day wrapped in foil. Just stick them in your pocket when you leave the house in the morning. Just two Super Beats Heart Chews per day give you the cardiovascular support and promote the heart-healthy energy you need to chase your goals. Super Beats Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets and clinically researched grapeseed extract, shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. When it comes to implementing healthy habits this year, adding Super Beats Heart Chews to your daily routine is an easy decision to make. And now, when you order, you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats Heart Chews plus a free 30-day supply of their new delicious flavor, Super Grapes, with your first purchase. But only by going to superbeatsradio.com/Howie. superbeatsradio.com/Howie. You get two free gifts valued at over $50. Only available at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Once you start eating a couple of these a day, just chewing them up and enjoying yourself, you're going to really thank me for turning you on to this. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
Wow, Grace Curley just had her first story posted on spectator.us. That's great. Why is Massachusetts vaccine rollout so lackluster? I think we know the answer to that question. We've been talking about him all afternoon. His name is Charlie Parker. But, Taylor, can you tweet that out for us?
Absolutely.
Just this is Grace Curley. Just had a story in spectator.us. That's an impressive publication. Do you have some breaking news on the treason and the sedition and the incited insurrection for us?
I sure do. Gateway Pundit, breaking: FBI arrests Antifa leader John Sullivan in Utah after storming the U.S. Capitol. Antifa insurgents leader John Earl Sullivan is in custody after being arrested in Utah today. As reported previously, Antifa protester John Sullivan was caught on video posing as a Trump supporter during the rioting at the U.S. Capitol last week.
I thought that was a debunked conspiracy theory.
Of course it was, until today. It was rebunked today. Footage obtained by the Gateway Pundit from militant Black Lives Matter and Antifa activist John Sullivan's Discord server shows the so-called civil rights activist reveling inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th as he damaged federal property. He's maintained that he's only a documenter of protests.
Yeah, wasn't he on CNN? Or MSNBC?
He was on CNN. There's a screenshot of him with Anderson Cooper, and he says he's the founder of Insurgents USA.
Is Anderson Cooper going to put up his bail?
Either him or Jake Tapper.
Maybe they can. Maybe they can have a fundraiser at the Olive Garden to get the bail money for this guy.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Wasn't he also planning a rally of some sort at the Utah State Capitol as well? I thought I read that this morning, too. Is there anything about that
in
the story?
Quite possible. I would say those plans are on hold at the moment.
Wow. Okay, that's good news. And I wonder if Anderson Cooper will mention this tonight on his show. Can I have the crickets, please? Yes. I thought so. Okay. Check out Grace's story at the spectator.us, and we got a link on our Twitter. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie. So I had to ask you, which Democrats on Capitol Hill have denounced the wall or the fence that they put around the Capitol building to protect it and say that walls don't work?
That, of course, is the traditional rhetorical question, is it not, Brian? They're not going to be denouncing that. And they're not every time the Congress changes and a new Congress comes in, there's fewer decent Democrats, and they lost Tulsi Gabbard this time around. She got better and better as she went along. She was fighting against the transgender high school sports. She was becoming pro-life, et cetera, et cetera. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, Howie, that's great with Ernie Barkley going around the bars, but you were asking him about, did you go to this bar? Did you go to this bar? You know, there's one bar you forgot to ask him about, that one up in Danvers. Remember the one you used to call? You remember Cujo?
the bar where Leah Gendoso worked?
Oh, that's her name. Yeah.
Yeah, Cujo's master. Cujo the dog's master. No, it was Kojak. Kojak's master, the state police woman. But she moved out after the brawl broke out there. After I wrote about it, she moved out to the bar in Faneuil Hall, and I'm sure that's totally closed down now. But that place was not doing all that hot when she worked there. But I don't know where Leah Gendoso is now. That's a good point. Thanks for reminding me, Gary. Rocky, very quickly, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, a couple things. Hey, is the penguin there, the guy with his pants up to his Adam's apple there, is he going to have a press conference?
Nadler.
That moron. Now that they got that loser from the Antifa, all the losers infiltrating our people.
Rocky, come on now. Remember, Jerry Nadler was asked about this on the street last summer in New York City, and he said there is no Antifa. It's a myth. So that arrest today, that was a myth.
Yeah, just like Howie. Just like he has an inseam over 18 inches.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. You think it's easy being Jerry Nadler? Everybody calling you the penguin behind your back. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.